Okay, we want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and as always, we want you to keep it right here for complete Super Bowl 48 coverage. The stage is set for an epic battle and a great deal of anticipation, but we thought we would perhaps change things up a bit, as we have secured a very special interview we've got lined up with one of the most recognizable gentlemen in sports broadcasting. Jay Billis is a regular analyst and a commentator on ESPN. He was a four-year starter at Duke and instrumental in helping lead his team to the Final Four. He also served as an assistant coach to Mike Krzyzewski back in the days. The real reason we have invited Jay on is to talk about his new book that was released earlier this year. It is titled Toughness, Developing True Strength on and Off the Court, and it is a New York Times bestseller. Jay, it is so great to have you with us.
Alyssa, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I know that you will agree that this is a very special weekend, Denver and Seattle, and these are guys, this roster is comprised of guys that know a thing or two about toughness. Just give us a quick hit. I mean, what do you like about this weekend's matchup in the Super Bowl?
Well, I think it features, first, the two quarterbacks. To have Russell Wilson and Peyton Manning under center, I think speaks to exactly to what toughness really is. It's guys that are ultra-prepared, that are team-first guys. They are incredibly talented, but I think the preparation they put in is phenomenal, and especially Peyton Manning. I mean, he's the older horse in that barn, and has made a career out of being ultra prepared. And without that excellence in his preparation, I don't think you'd see the same kind of excellence in his performance. He's one of the best ever, but I think even he would say his preparation is a big factor of in that.
You know, it's interesting, Jay, you bring up Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson, but I really even point to the coaches with John Fox, what he had to overcome this season, and Pete Carroll. They really have exemplified toughness.
They have, and I think in persevering more than anything. I've had the pleasure of getting to know John Fox when he was the head coach of the Carolina Panthers,
and yes,
he's got a special humility to him, and he's one of those guys that always keeps plugging. And I haven't talked to him since his health issue this year. Don't know him well enough to do that, but I can imagine that was one of his things, was, you know, I'm going to overcome this. There's a saying in the military, adapt and overcome. And he's not a complainer. He's gonna adapt to his situation and overcome it.
We are so glad you're joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are going one-on-one with Jay Billis from ESPN. Here now, we're going to talk about his new book that was released. It is titled Toughness, Developing True Strength on and Off the Court. And I'm always looking to glean some wisdom as a mother of two young sons. There's so many takeaways, Jay, from your book. It really inspired me, and I was so impressed with the things that you had to share about your parents, because they really set a high standard for you and what they modeled to you, and they were the ones that provided that foundation of toughness.
Oh, there's no question about that. You know, both my parents are great, and for, you know, I think I said in the book, you can't choose your parents, but if you could, I would have chosen mine. It's interesting. Like, my folks were not lecturers. They weren't the type to sit you down and tell you, this is how you're going to do things. And they didn't give long speeches. Most of what I learned from my parents, I learned through the way they handled themselves and the way they did things and what I got to see every day. That's how I learned it. And if I asked a question, I certainly got an answer every time, and that illuminated things. But most of it came through watching them. Just incredible role models.
What was the inspiration behind the book? It all started with an article you wrote. Is that correct?
It did, actually. I was watching games at home, as I often do, and I heard a commentator talk about a guy that I thought was acting like a bully on the court, talked about him being tough. And I thought, you know what, that's not what tough means to me. And it kind of angered me a little bit, frankly, that was the message being sent, that sort of being physically macho or being a bully out there meant that you're tough. So I wrote something, a little blog item, and it got a response that overwhelmed me. And so I actually wrote a longer article about it, and that got a response I couldn't believe. I heard, Alyssa, from people literally all over the world about it. And from that, my wife, Wendy, who's has done some writing and mostly corporate stuff, but she said, look, there's an appetite for this. You need to expound upon this and take it beyond basketball. Contacted people I knew from inside and outside of sports, and research the issue, and it was a project, honestly, that I wish I had done when I was in high school. I think I would have been better at everything. I would have been a better teammate, husband, brother, father, you name it. It was an eye-opening experience and something I'm really glad that I did just for me, let alone in helping anybody else.
Well, Jay, I love in the book you talk about that toughness is an intangible. It's an attitude. It is a philosophy. But most importantly, it's an acquired skill. It's a learned skill, right?
I think so. And most of the people I talked to felt like in some people, you know, some people may have the ability to be tougher than others, but everybody can improve upon their toughness level. And most of your toughness is going to be from a group that you're going to have that collective toughness that you get it, you know, you can get it from other people and other people can help lift your level and raise your level. But for me, that intangible was, you know, how does a person stick through something that's difficult? Like, you know, when you have a task, I think one of the things that I found resonated with a lot of people when I told the story about a task my mother had given me about tearing up some contact paper underneath the sink in my sister's bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And it was too hard for me. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, I had to use a putty knife. I couldn't get it up. I couldn't get the old contact paper up. And I got as much as I felt like I could, and then I just papered over it. And when I got later on, I was walking past my sister's bathroom. I saw my dad under there, and he was doing it. And I knew he was doing it because I didn't do it right. And he didn't say a word. He didn't get on me about not doing it right. And I asked him, like, come on, Dad. Like, nobody's going to see that. It's not important.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, it was important to your mom. And that floored me.
Yeah.
I mean, just floored me. Even today, you know, it floors me.
Jay Billis joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And there's so many things that I do love and appreciate about your parents because they really are folks that sweat the small stuff. I loved even your mom. I mean, she made a point that you didn't buy lunch every day. I mean, she packed you a lunch. She wanted you to, in high school, you wanted to wear jeans and a t-shirt, but she said, Jay, no, you're going to wear a collared shirt and you're always going to present yourself in the best manner possible. I mean, that kind of stuff speaks to me.
Well, it was important to her, and you know, now I wear jeans all the time just because I felt like I couldn't when I was younger. But I still think about that all the time, that you present yourself a certain way,
of course.
You know, you show respect for the other people you're around by doing that. But it wasn't a thing where, you know, it was kind of, you felt mandatory. You know, it was that was, I didn't buy my own clothes back then. That was what she bought for me for school. But you know, she always wanted you to put your best foot forward and be on time, and you know, that's how you showed respect for what you were doing and for the other people you were doing it with, was that you met a certain standard. But it wasn't like this militaristic thing. And it would always, like, if I didn't want to wear something, she would always try to find me the best thing that made me look the best. But yeah, and I'll tell you, I probably had more sweaters when I was in high school than I have now. she always felt like, you know, wear a sweater, look presentable.
Uh-huh.
And I'm grateful she did that.
I love it. We are going one-on-one with Jay Billis talking about his new book, Toughness, Developing True Strength on and Off the Court. We're getting ready to wrap up our interview, but having the opportunity to play with one of the all-time greats in Coach Krzyzewski, and some of the things that you've learned with some of your colleagues, you know, Bob Knight and Tom Izzo, and the time that you've spent around them, and what their meaning of toughness is.
Well, I think you find a lot of the same things. I mean, Coach K, you know, I played for him, geez, 30 years ago he recruited me. One of the really cool things about that is, uh-huh, I mean, you look at him now, and the players now are getting this this coach with 30 plus years of experience, and I think it's fair to say they're playing for a better coach than I did. But I've got one thing on them that they'll never get out of here. I've had him as my coach for 30 years. And that's pretty impressive. He's been coaching me for the last 30 years, and I've benefited from it greatly. You know, I learned everything from him. I learned, and he built on what my parents taught me about, you know, preparation and putting your time in, persevering when things are difficult, also having empathy for the people around you. That, you know, we're all in the same bus, but people can be taking different journeys on that bus. And you find that, you know, some of your teammates are going through difficulties. They're at a low personally, while you may be at a high, or vice versa. And I think you have to have a empathy for those around you in order for your team to be at its best. And from Bob Knight and Tom Izzo, guys like that, you know, I've spent a fair amount of time around them. And you know, Izzo may be the humblest guy I've ever been around. There's no one that I've come across that has more humility in his pursuits, but you know, he's demanding with his players without ever being demeaning. They know that he's got their back at every turn, and he's going to hold them to a high standard. But he's going to be the first guy that when they do it right is going to be he's going to be their biggest supporter, and when they're doing it wrong, he's going to be their biggest supporter in helping them do it right. I think that goes for Bob Knight too. Nobody's more prepared than Knight. I think he's one of the greatest coaches in the history of sport, let alone basketball. And he has an incredible, almost insatiable desire to be prepared and to have his team prepared. And I've always used that. And I think Coach K got it in large measure from him. And I think I got it from him and my dad by extension. So that served me really well. I may be a lot of things, but unprepared, I hope, is not one of them.
Well, Bob Knight always says the will to win is not nearly as important as the will to prepare to win. So many wonderful takeaways from Jay Billis's new book titled Toughness, Developing True Strength on and Off the Court. You can go anywhere online at Amazon.com and pick up a copy. And Jay, it was your first time on the show. What a true pleasure. And we look forward to having you back again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anytime.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR.